picturing Little Orphan Annie on this moment of Indiana history. John William Votter, born in 1871 in West Virginia, will forever be associated with Southern Indiana for his work as both an illustrator and a painter. After some study in New York and at Heron Art School in Indianapolis, Votter began his career as an illustrator for the Indianapolis Sentinel in 1891 and soon worked for other publications. It was his introduction in 1893 to poet James Whitcomb Riley, however, that would put Votter's art in the public eye. Over a 30-year period, Votter illustrated 11 volumes of Riley's poems. The 1883 Riley Farm Rhymes and the 1890 volume of Riley Child Rhymes are punctuated with Votter's miniature sketches and full-page illustrations. On one page of the Farm Rhymes, five crows perch atop a scarecrow. On another, we observe man and boy walking through a farm field from a rabbit's perspective. The rather gruesome stories told by Riley's famous Little Orphan Annie are amplified by Votter's full-page illustration of the bewildered parents of the boy who wouldn't say his prayers as they view his empty bed, and an even more pointed sketch of a little girl being snatched through the ceiling by two goblins. In 1908, Votter moved to Brown County, where he took up oil painting and became a member of the Brown County School of Artists. He also continued to illustrate Riley's verse. Many of Votter's later illustrations are based upon people he knew and observed in Brown County, where he died in 1941. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.